The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Me'ila Daf Yud Ches. We discussed in the previous shir, Barichus, the Indian of putting together Me'ilois, being nene from Hegdish in Shiurim of Chatzi Pruta, and how they combine together to form over a long period of time one Maisa Me'ilah, one Hanoa of a Shava Pruta Me'ilah. What exactly is the gather of a Chatzi Pruta? Is it Momin, is it not Momin, is it taking, is it not taking the Gabi Gezel? And we discussed that in the previous year, Barichus, in the context of Tzirufim of different under amounts. Which is the subject of the last Yudafim in the previous parak. Now that we're starting the parak on Enem and Ahegdish, let's discuss the Inyan again, but let's discuss it from the angle of Mi'ilah, the Dinam of Mi'ilah that I discussed in this Mishnah. Han Enem and Ahegdish Shavu Pruta, Afal Pi Shaloi Pogam Moal Divi Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva's Shita is that being Nene from Hegdish is Mechayiv Mi'ilah, one is not allowed to, there's an Issa Ano, so to speak, from Mi'ilah. And that is, I know, is even though nothing is lost, nothing is nifgam, nothing is diminished on the part of Hegdish. For instance, let's say we're talking about something that's Shir Shavu Pruta. Let's translate that into Dine Mominus for a second. If I'm Nene from you, but even where there's nothing missing in your Rishus, am I Mechuyif to pay? Am I Mechuyif to pay just for the fact that I'm stepping in the sit down, breathing in the same ear? So the truth of the matter is that the Noisei is discussed in Bava Kamadov Chofalv. It's a famous sugya called Zen Nene. Somebody's Nene from somebody else's property without that person having lost anything. The case that's discussed over there is I move into a house of yours which is temporarily not being used, but Oifin, where there isn't a bit of Pgam. That means, the Gemara says in most cases, the walls will be blackened, there'll be usage of the carpet, of the beds, whatever it is. Let's say there's none of that. I'm camping out in the middle of an area which is not being used for anything. You're not losing in any shape, form, or fashion by the fact that I'm there. But the property is rentable. If I would have came to you, I would have said, could I rent it? You would have said, okay, the price is kach the kach. It's $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month. Lamaisa, I didn't come, I just picked my way in. I picked the lock, I came in, and I sat there. But you weren't able to rent it out to somebody else. The place was literally empty. I caused you no diminished revenue whatsoever. The halach is over there. The Gemara has a dune back and forth. Zenen of Zalechos. Lamaisa, the Gemara says that Zenen of Zalechos is potter, but the Gemara defines that. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Aleph, Daf Yud Beis, and that is defined as Kaifin Olav Al Midas Stoim. That means to define me taking from you, but that's in fact that I'm Nene from you, is only in Stoim they define things that way. I'm fataiching that Gemara a little bit. It's not just Kovel Midas Stoim. It's not just a Inyan in Musar. But what it does is it defines that Zenen of Zelechos, I'm not really taking anything from you. The fact that I was Nene, you can't be Mifargen me, you can't Fargin me. The term Fargin is a very Yiddish term. You can't Fargin me that I was Nene. That's not called that I took away from you. The textbook definition of Gezels, I take from you. So theoretically, you could define that I take from you from the fact that I'm Nene from you without paying. And the Gemara says, no, the fact that I'm Nene, if there's no Pagam, Zenenev Zelechos, that's not defined as taking. Now, the Gemara never had a discussion over there. If I'm standing under an awning of your house that sticks out, and I protect myself for half an hour from being drenched in a passing thunderstorm, that I'd be mechuyif to pay. Why? Because over there, I'm being nene from you, but I'm not actually using your thing. Being nene from somebody, but even where it's not regular usage, is certainly not something you have to pay for. Meaning, the definition over there of taking, the discussion of the Gemara, of Zenen of Zelechoser, was only insofar that I'm using something in a way where that usage has a monetary value. Standing underneath somebody else's awning is not usage which is paid for. It's not usage which is usage of somebody else's property. It's hano from somebody's property. Now that the Gemara never had a hava mina that you'd be chayiv. Because the only reason why you'd be chayiv is not for the hano you chayiv because it's called you're using somebody's thing. And that's why there's a discussion. Even on that, the Gemara says, Kofin al midas krem, that's also not called taking from somebody. Because the Maisa, there was no pgam. And that's the din by din imomnis. Let's go back to Hegdish. We have the shita over here of Rebbe Kiva, that being nene from Hegdish, afa pishaloi pogam, moal divir Rebbe Kiva. If that's the case, then l'choira, any hano that somebody has from Hegdish, which has absolutely no diminishing the reshus of Hegdish, diminishing the property of Hegdish, l'choira b'chai, how does that square with the Gemara in Psachim, the second paragraph in Kol Shon, the Surah of Yisur Hano? The Gemara says you could be moil from anything. There is me'ila on any property of Hegdish, any chafetzim of Hegdish, except for Kol V'reach. Kol V'reach V'mara. If somebody sits in the shadow of the Beis HaMikdash, and because he has the shadow protecting him from the sun, he's benefiting. He sits there and he takes a nap. It's worth something. It's certainly worth a Shavuot Bruta. Why is he not chayv to pay Beis HaMikdash? If somebody smells the smell of the Keteris wafting, we should be zeicher to smell that smell soon. It's one of the smells that in Maseches Tomid is called, that Reach went till Yerichoy. That means that smell filled the spiritual sense of smell that one had from the Keteris in the Beis HaMikdash, filled the whole space, the whole area of influence from Yerushalayim HaKadosh. So we should be zeichesun to that smell. But somebody smelled that smell, and he was nene. A smell that's worth a shavu prut. Is he chayv? No. How does that square with Shitas Rebbe Kiva? So you could say maybe that he's gone according to the Chachamim. But the real pshat is that the Gemara over here of Rebbe Kiva doesn't mean a usage which is not usage that one pays for. The hanok kisha la'atzmoy is not the noisei. The noisei over here is using that which belongs to Hegdish, which means you're taking from Hegdish. There's a taking which doesn't diminish. Again, like we said over there, by property, I can move into your property, it's called I took it, but it's not called that you had a loss, so therefore I'm not chayiv to pay, but that's why there's a discussion. By Hegdish, Rebbe Kiva holds your chayiv. The Chacham hold? No. The Chacham hold me'ilah, there has to be begam on that. The Chacham say you're not paying the service charge to Hegdish. Let's go back. Why don't we say that that the needin of the Chachamim, the Chacham's chiddush that there has to be begam is totally in the tutzdom the Gemara over there in Bava Kama. What happens according to the tzam the Gemara over there that zenen of zelechoser is chayiv? So over here, that wouldn't work out with the shita of the Chacham. No, the fact that something is income is an income possibility. The fact that somebody can use something to generate income, a property, let's say, means to a certain extent that if somebody moved in without paying, he's taking something. You might not be diminished, but Lamaisi, he took away something, he's using something, which generates income. What the Chachamma is saying is, and that's why over there would be a tzad, you'd be chayev. What the Chachamma is saying is that Mi'ila has nothing to do with income. Mi'ila is not income of Hegdish. It has to do with being poiches Hegdish. It has to do with diminishing Hegdish. It has to do with making less the reshus of Hegdish. And we described in the previous share the fact that the regular klolim of hoitzoas moment do not apply when we're talking about Mi'ila. Mi'ila is not straightforward gezel, even though Reb Chaim Brisker in the Sefer and Reb Ochber brings in Kamakayim's Nachrenim Amayrich that Mi'ila is Shiure B'Shova Pruto. Mi'ila has something in common with gezel. The source of Reb Chaim, we'll take this further afield, comes from the fact that the Gemara has a Havamina in Perek HaSechus HaPoyelim, which deals with the right that the Torah gives us chus poyelim that are working in an agricultural setting. I have workers that are picking cucumbers for me. You can't expect workers to work the whole day from sun up to sundown without being hungry. They're working in food. They're working, they're peeling apples, not peeling apples over there, we're talking about the agricultural process. They're picking apples. The Torah gives them a right to eat apples while they're on the job. The Torah gives that right. There's a Havamina over there in the Gemara that the same thing would be true from a field of Hegdish, the workers would be able to eat. And Tosis asked the question, does not seem to be any Havamina if workers are eating from a field which there's a problem of Trumas and Maisris that they'd be allowed to eat. And the reason is obvious. The fact that there's a schus moment to eat is not matter davos. You're not allowed to eat tevel. You're not allowed to eat machol sasus. So why would there be a havamina by mi'ilo? Says Reb Chaim, the reason why there would be a havamina by mi'ilo that they could eat is because mi'ilo has to do with taking from Hegdish. It's not the vort that you're being nene from something you're not allowed to have anof from. You're not allowed to take from Hegdish. That concept of Gezel is a concept we find in Dini Mamas. You're not, Reuven is not allowed to take from Shimon, Chulin is not allowed to take from Hegdish. You're not allowed to take from Rishus of Hegdish, that's why the Shir is Beshova Pruta. So that's why the Gedarim are the same, and that's why there's a Nidin over here. The bottom line with both Shittas, both the Chachamim and Rebbe Akiva, is that Me'ilah is not straightforward Isur Hanah. And let's take that a step further. We just discussed Legabe Kol Mar V'Reach, that there is no Me'ilah. That is not true when we're talking about Isur Hanah. You're not allowed to smell the smell of Avodah Zarah or any other Isur Hanah. If there would be a smell of Basar B'chol, of a very nice smell of Basar B'chol, you'd want to imbibe that ruach. You'd want to be nene from the sound of music, which is also Avodah Zarah. It's not that a sound is not such a case. Smell is a better example. You'd want to be nene from something which is Isur Hanah. You're not allowed to be nene. Because over there, the point is straightforward. You're not allowed to be nene. Same way you're not allowed to eat. Machol Sasuris and Alar Binena from Isuri Hano. Isuri Hano and Machol Sasuris go together. The Rambam holds that they're mamish one thing. The Gemara in the second parak of Psachim defines that the word Loisoichlu be'etzem, that's the Torah textbook definition of the term don't eat means don't ingest, means don't be nene either. And they go together. Hano is a lesser form of Achila. It's a discussion. Lagabi the Rambam Shita in Isur Hano. Isur Hano, Isur Achila go together. That's not the case in Mila. Mila is Bishava Pruta. True that there is a discussion. The Mishnah Melech throws back and forth different svaras. It's not Mufurish what the share of Isur Hano is. How much Hano does one have to have from Basar B'cholov to be over on a lav? Is the share B'kazayis, like eating Basar B'cholov, or the share is Bishava Pruta? So the Mishnah Melech throws it back and forth. L'chayra, if Achila and Hano go together, L'chayra, the Shia has to be B'kazayis. L'maisa, Kiva Eger is... L'maisa comes out with Achro, that the Shia is a Shav Pruta. But not because Yisur Hano, the idea is you're taking it from a Rishus. You're transferring it illegally from a different Rishus. That's not the Musig. There's no Rishus of Basar B'cholov. The definition of having, taking, enjoying, being Nene... is when one has a volume, which is called Hano. That definition is measured, that shear is measured in Shav Pruta. But not that the concept is a concept of taking from. It's a concept of what's called that I have something. How do you measure a something? Measuring of something, having something, is a definition of possessiveness. I have, I had, I have Hano, I had Hano, I'm nene from something, that's Bishova Pruta. But Mi'ilo, the concept is Taka, a concept which jives with Dinim Ominis. The concept is I'm taking from Hegdish. Now we explained in the previous share that it's not Mamish Gezel, there's no sense of a victim in the fact that there's a Chsorin Momin is not Noise by Mi'ilo. The point is not that Hegdish, Ein Ani is Ve'en Ashir is Behegdish. The point is not that Hegdish is out. Witness the fact that there is no Din Mazak, Lamashal. My Shor goes out and runs, stampedes to a field of Hegdish. Not Chayev. Shor slams into a Shor of Hegdish. Shor Ish V'loi Shor Re'eu. Not Chayev Amazik. What do you mean? There's a victim there. There's somebody who's out. Hegdish is out $100 because my shor stampeded, went on a rampage. That's not the point. Hegdish is not a victim. Hegdish is not a person. And Hegdish is not a corporation where you can talk about the bottom line of pluses and minuses. There's no deficits and benefits in Hegdish. The point is that when somebody's nene, what he's doing is something that's miyuchid, that's in the tchum, in the rishus of Hegdish. Somebody remove that from the sphere of Hegdish and put it into the rishus of Kulin. That's what Hegdish is. Mi'ila means taking something from one rishus and putting it into a different sphere of influence. Let's take this example a step further. The Gemara in Psachim has a discussion, Machlokes Tanoim, what is the shear of being nene from Truma, that's Machayev 1, a Karen B'choymish? Mi'ilo, the shear, is clearly a Shavu Pruta. We'll get to the Rambam shear Legabe Malkus of Mi'ilo in a second, but the shear Legabe Truma is not Mufurish, so there's Machlokes in Braisa, what is the shear? And the discussion over there between the Chachom and Amishol is that the shear should be maybe, the shear maybe should be a Shavu Pruta learned out from Mi'ila, and the Gemara says that's a discussion, whether we learn out Chet Chet from Truma from Me'ila to Truma. The shear by Me'ila is a Shav Pruta. The question is whether the shear by Truma is a Shav Pruta. Lamaisa Gemara comes out, or at least we paskin that the shear is a Kazayis. What was the discussion? The discussion was that it could be that Truma is based on the same concept. The concept of Truma is also, it's a Rishus of Hegdish, not Hegdish, but it's a Rishus of Kehanim. It's a sphere of Kedusha where it's used, eaten. Even the marshal things they're not eaten by Truma. Truma Tmeya, it's used by the Kohanim. Well, let's say Truma that's not Roy Lachila could be used to be fed to animals of Kohanim. It's not just that it's a Maichel that's eaten by Kohanim. It has to do with the Suri Achila of a Zor eating Truma. There's something there it's in the sphere of Hegdish. It's a sphere of Hegdish of Kohanim. And to move that out and have that used by a Zor is Mechayev HaTashlum of Keren V'Chaymish. So maybe there would be a Havamina, there would be a Tzad, the same way the Oynish, the Kapor, is paying for Truma, is paying for that which is lost and adding a monetary Knas of Chaymish. So maybe the Torah was magde that as a definition also of taking, of stealing, so to speak. Not because there's a victim specifically. If somebody eats Truma that hadn't yet been given to a specific coin, he's not eating Truma in the sense that he's taking from an individual. He's taking that which is miyuchad for shtamshus bakoidish of the family of Kahanim, and he's using that in the Tchum of Zor. The tashlumim of Truma has to do with Achilles Truma. If somebody takes Truma that belongs to a specific Kohen and he steals it, that's a separate thing. That's regular Dine Momnes. The same way it belongs to the Kahanim al the Kedusha Shaboy, it belongs to the specific Kohen that it was given to. You'd have to pay him kefil if you stole it. We're talking about he ate it Birshus. There was no violation of somebody's financial rights, but it was taken out of the Tchum of Achilas Hishtamshus of Kahanim, and it was used by a Zor, by the Rishus of Zor. So he has to pay. How much would be considered taking, removing, transferring out of the rishus of Hegdish al Kehanim? Maybe also a pruta. Gemara says no, kizayis, because since the ma'is it's in Isurak Nidlo. So Mela it's defined, the share of that thing is defined in terms of a ma'is achila. Ma'is achila b'chol ha'tarikulo is l'ma'isa b'kizayis, not the pruta. We'll give another example where eating, the isurim of eating something that one mustn't eat, could overlap with the concept of taking it out of the rishus. Is it pure Isuri Achila, or are we dealing with something that's shaykh to the Tchum of Gezel? It's an interesting example of this. The Mechaz Chinuch, in Mitzvah Yudalid, Sivkot and Beis, brings the Gemara, the famous Gemara, where Yehuda ben Beseira, who lived outside of Eretz Yisrael, Netzivin, was able to smell out a goy that had eaten from a Korban Pesach, and he got him to be moide when he came the next year. He boasted that he was able to eat from the Korban Pesach, even though it's only allowed to be eaten by Yidden, by Yisraelim. When he went the next year, Lamaisa stated that he was moide, and they killed him. That he ate Korban Pesach, by his admission, Lamaisa was Chayv Misa. The question is asked, because Chinuch wants to know, what exactly was the Chayv Misa? A goy has Sheva Mitzvahs, the Avera of eating Kotchim. All the Yisurim that we've learned about, all the Seder Kotchim, we talk about eating Kotchim, Chutzlus Manoi, Chutzlum Koimoi, Mazor, eating that which is not eating, all these Yisurim have no place in Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. What exactly was the Chiv Misa of the Goy, of the Akum, that ate Korban Pesach? And the Mechaz Chinuch proposes that the Yisur is Gezel. He says, because Kotchim Kalim, La'ach Azriko, we've learned in the first few parakim by us, Kotchim Kam Lachazrika is Yotzim, Rishus HaEgdish, there's no Me'ilo. But what is it? It's Mishulchan Gavoy Kazochu, and it's there for Achilas Yisraelim. So it's Mishulchan Gavoy Kazochu, it comes from the Rishus of HaEgdish. When he eats it, he's taking it out of what it's Miyuchid. It's the same mostly as Me'ilo. It's not Me'ilo proper, because a Yisrael can't be Moil and Kotchim Kam Lachazrika, even if he uses the Bosor for something that he's not supposed to use it, he's not chayv me'ilo, because it's miyud la'achilas Yisraelim, it's not b'shus hegdish. But since it was mishulchan gavoy kazochu for achilas Yisraelim, being eaten by a goy means that the goy removed it from the rishus where it's supposed to be for achilas Yisraelim. So it's gezel. You see over here that he's using the concept of me'ilo and gezel interchangeably. What he means to say is, is that a goy's concept of gezel, even though for us, Yisraelim, Mi'ilah and gezel are not exactly the same thing. Like we just said, it's not mamish. Hegdish is not mamish. There's no iser, l'moshul, to be mazik hegdish. I'm saying this without a raya. It's not mufurish that there's no iser to be magdish l'chor. It's zilzul hegdish. There might be a lot of destroying dover kodesh. But in the regular context of throwing a rock through somebody's window, what's the iser, by the way, of being mazik? Besides for the chiv, if one is mazik, what's the iser? Rabbeinu Yoni says the iser is gezel. Victimizing somebody and taking away his property. It's the same thing as stealing it. It's the same thing as breaking it. By hegdish, is there such a concept? You're not chayv on mazik, so maybe there's no iser. But over here, the issur is removing it from one rishus to another, not destroying it, not diminishing it, but removing it from the sphere of kodesh to zor. So the same concept, that concept is gezel. So for Yisrael, mi'ilah and gezel are somewhat similar. For a goy, you'll say that gezel and mi'ilah are the same thing. That's the minchas chinuch. Are the two so interchangeable? Could you have isurei achila that are written in the Torah that are defined, since you took it out of where and how it should be eaten, the sphere of influence that it's under, could you define that as Yisurei Gezel? Look how it seems to be pushing it. Gezel means it's a victim. There's no victim here, like we said. Hegdish is not a victim. There's no Issem Mazik by Hegdish. So I have a dogma for such a thing. There's a Shaila, Legabe Evim and Achai. The Rambam, we alluded to this in the previous year, but it's a famous kasha. The Rambam says in Hilchas Melochim that a goy is chayv an evim and achay, not when he eats a gezais, that's the shir l'gabi Yisraelim, he's chayv when he eats a mashu. The same, the Rambam doesn't say that he's chayv, the same way he's chayv when he steals a mashu, even pochs mishov and pruta. The Rambam just says he's chayv on a mashu. The question is asked why. The Chassam Sofer proposes that the whole idea of shiurim, where there's a shir, what we've been learning about the last few davenim, that there's a shir for every iser, and you're not even a mashu, eating a machol sasuris, you have to eat a kezayis, you have to eat drink a revius, a kadash, all the shiurim that are discussed do not apply to ben noach. That's what the Chassam Sofer discusses. Chassam Sofer bases this on a famous Chuvus Harosh that says that a goy is chay misa faveris, he does even before the age of 13, that means there's no shiurim. The tsushtel is questionable of this question. That could be that the shear of 13 by a goy doesn't exist because the shear of 13 is a davish b'kedusha, is a spiritual concept when he becomes a bar chiyuva. You can have Albert Einstein, well not Albert Einstein because he's Jewish, but you could have Bill Gates at the age of 7 probably had more seichel than somebody else at the age of 15, which l'chayr he should be as responsible if he sprays graffiti on the side of a public building, he should be as chayiv. So that's why he is chayiv. Yisrael, this idea that when he's 13, the davish b'kedusha becomes mechuyiv in mitzvahs. So really he's not mechuyiv till then. He doesn't have the full brunt of adulthood until he's mechuyiv in mitzvahs. By a goy, that concept doesn't exist. Why should he be chayiv, however, if the shir of a ma'is achila is b'kezayis, why should he be chayiv on a kol shu? So it's possible to explain this Rambam, not because there's no shiurim as a general blanket rule, but specifically l'gabi evim and achai, because Rashi says in Sanhedrin, Nun Zayin, in the sugya of Ben Noach, and the Sheva Mrs. Ben Noach, says that evim and achai, what's evim and achai? Machol sasuris. A goy doesn't have a concept of machol sasuris. Machol sasuris means that the Torah in a general sense. The Torah said that a yid is kodosh, and he's not allowed to eat certain things that don't fit, don't stim, with his kedusha. Kili bnei Yisrael. Kedoshim, v'loitmeim, v'altetame, v'altishak. So all these concepts don't apply by a goy. What's the idea of machol sasuris by a goy? There is no such concept. A goy, evim and achai, is based on something else. Rashi alludes this, the Ran, in the Chedusha Ran, the Sanhedrin, develops the idea of Rashi a little bit more barichus. It says that evim and achai, the pshat is, there's a reshus, there's what the Rabban Hashem created as the natural world, that a person is not allowed to, there's a tchum, there's a rishus of the natural world that a person is not allowed to be poigamin. For instance, Rishon Mamazvim, that before Noach, there was no heter to eat from Balechayim. What was this? It was Machol Sasuris. To take a sheep and shecht it and eat it. It was Machol Sasuris. No, it wasn't Machol Sasuris, but the pshat is that the Rabban Hashem was miyachad the animal kingdom by itself. You have to respect a different sphere. The Rabban Hashem created that. You don't have rishus to go into that rishus. The concept's a little bit dangerous because you could become a vegetarian. Vegetarianism is not something that's in the Torah. The Torah said now that there's a heter to eat meat after Noach, so it means the Torah said that we are in control of that sphere. But there's a limit to how much we're in control of that sphere. When the animal is still alive, then we can't eat him. Meaning, say, in a basic nutshell, the concept of Evim and Achai is not related to the tum of Macholos Asuris. It's related to the mokim of that Evim and Achai. The animal is still alive. To take an Eva from an animal that's alive, you're trespassing in a different Rishus. And that, Rashi says, Yuchai Mishum Gezel. That means that the concept of Gezel, the Gabia Ben Noach, is not only when there's a victim, not only when somebody's out a buck, when somebody's a nifsad, when somebody's missing a dollar, but when something is removed from one tchum to the other tchum, that also is defined as Gezel, the Gabi Chiyuve Ben Noach. So that would be the context of defining the Goy that ate Bosa Kochim Kalam Lacha, since he's not supposed to, the sphere where it's supposed to be, the place, the Rishus that it's supposed to be, is to be eaten by Yisraelim. For him to eat that Kochim, is he's removing that from where it should be. That concept is Gezel Legabe Goy. Mirz Hashem, the next year, we'll go weiter into the context of Mi'ilo, of Pagam, of Hano, and specifically how that plays out Legabe the Shir of a Pruto in the Sugis in front of us.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.